Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily, the only philosophy arena where your deepest existential wound is also today's main event. Contestants include a rusting garden gate, a sunken place, and one very unasked question about a Shabbat candle. Let's get philosophical.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one real user question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, when I realize I have been more afraid of being truly seen than of being truly alone, what have I been calling intimacy? Let's sit with that. It might mean, what is the name for the thing I built to avoid exposure while still feeling close? Or have I been confusing proximity management with love? Or even, if I preferred aloneness over being known, what exactly was I protecting? Whatever version lands for you, that's today's question. Okay, so almost every tradition here lands on the same uncomfortable word. Not intimacy, not connection, control. The Stoics say it cleanest. You have been rationing yourself in careful doses, deciding exactly how much light reaches the other person, and naming that management connection. Cowardice dressed in the vocabulary of prudence. Buddhism asks it as a question. When you go looking for the one running all this careful choreography of almost intimacy, who exactly do you find? And Vedanta adds, trace the hider back. The hider and the hidden share a single root. The fear had no floor, which is either very comforting or absolutely terrifying, depending on your morning.
What I keep noticing is how many traditions nail the specific texture of this. It's not coldness, it's warmth, carefully administered. Christianity gives you a woman tending the most beautiful garden anyone has ever seen, and the gate is rusting shut. The neighbors can almost touch the flowers through the fence. She is smiling. She has been doing this for years. That detail, the gate is rusting shut. Like, it's what is not a metaphor about cruelty. It's a metaphor about effort. She worked very hard to make sure no one ever actually got in.
Islam makes the same move from a completely different angle. The framing there is, you have confused the absence of solitude with the presence of love. Two bodies, same room, two voices filling the silence, the relief of not eating alone. And then it drops this. Allah is closer to you than your jugular vein, which means there is one witness you have never successfully hidden from. And that witness already knows the 3 a.m. version of you, the ugly want, the thing from that one Tuesday you never named aloud. That seenness did not destroy you. So the door has always been there. You just keep approaching it and then pretending you knocked.
Judaism does something quieter, and it wrecked me a little. A woman lights the Shabbat candles every Friday for 30 years, draws the flame toward her face, covers her eyes for the blessing. Her husband watches from the doorway. He has never once asked what she sees behind her hands. That's it. That's the whole image. No verdict. Just 30 years, same gesture, same man, one unasked question. If you are someone who finds meaning in ritual and continuity, that image is going to hit differently than the Stoic hammer. Judaism is not saying she failed. It's asking what would have happened if he asked.
The pop culture oracle went for get out, and honestly, it earned it. The sunken place is a metaphor for half presence, the polished smile while something underneath watches your own hands reach for someone and pull back. The specific peel insight the oracle names is that Chris sat down willingly, just because being halfway gone still felt safer than being fully present and rejected. That's the account you've been running. Sufism says it almost the same way, the lock you kissed every night instead of opening. The loneliness you tended so faithfully was never the wound. It was the lock. And existentialism adds the part nobody wants to hear. You were not protecting a self. You were protecting the performance of a self you had not yet dared to invent. Because invention requires witnesses. And witnesses might confirm you are, in fact, free to be otherwise, and have chosen this instead.
Here's where the traditions actually split. The Stoic and existentialist moves are both about agency. Now, you chose this, name it correctly. Now choose differently. That's useful if the problem feels like a decision. But Buddhism and Vedanta say, slow down, the chooser is also constructed. There is no solid self clenching that fist. And Taoism doesn't even issue a verdict. It just says the bellows stuffed with its own lining moves no air. not a moral failure, just useless, in the specific way a thing is useless when it's too full to function. If the Stoic frame feels like an indictment, the Buddhist frame might feel like relief. Both are describing the same behavior. Neither is wrong. You just have to know which question you're actually asking.
What the traditions leave us with is this. You probably already know the name for what you built. The name isn't the wound. The wound is the years of careful architecture. Tomorrow we have another question. Whatever it is, bring the uncomfortable one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the final bell has rung on today's bout between your carefully curated self-presentation and everything else. 15 traditions entered. The Rusting Garden Gate remains undefeated. If today's question cracked something open, come back tomorrow. New question. 15 new traditions. Same beautiful damage. The godshow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it would very much like your support. Subscribe, share, or just show up again tomorrow. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. You can ask your own question and find your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.